Yeah, you already know what it is. Another episode of Trap and Chit Chat. This is episode 5, right? Episode 5, yeah. Season 2.
Episode 5.
Really, really good. How was your guys' weekend? Everything good?
Everything was good, chill.
Zoom, everything good on your end?
Well, everything good, bro.
Yeah. We're here with a very special guest, El Tal Mickey. Clap it up for El Tal Mickey. Que está en la casa. As you know, El Tal Mickey has been bubbling in these streets.
Yes, sir.
Rolling con Sensato, ¿verdad?
You know,
part of Sensato's camp.
Yeah.
He had a track with him and Mark Beer, and it was really big.
Yeah.
But we want to know, Mickey, what's going on with you from 2019 to 2020, you know?
First of all, bro, I want to say thank you for having me, you know?
As always.
DJ Zoom, bro, everybody, the family at LMP, thank you for having me. El Tal Mickey, coming for 2019, 2020, I'm sorry, you know, I'm a little sick. Is this as a Spanglish or...
Spanglish.
Spanglish. Okay, okay.
Some of our audience doesn't understand the language that well.
Okay.
Pero, okay. With the context,
gotcha. So, nah, 2019, it's been, kind of like a rough, kind of like a good year to me because I learned a lot. I prepare myself for what's coming and working on different projects, like working on my EP, learning about more the business. Y nada, trabajando en un álbum para darle a la gente un proyecto completo con la línea de ropa, con una nueva imagen, todo completo. Y a la misma vez trabajando esos sencillos que van a salir antes de yo drop my album. No tengo una fecha todavía exacta, pero sí, ya tengo un nuevo sencillo ready que viene. It's gonna be a dance hall. And soon I will have a date for that,
We don't have a date for when the EP is going to drop?
No, I don't have a date yet because, you know, as I mentioned, we were still working on some of the tracks, some of the features, you know, some of the tracks need to be mixed. Está como 50-50 el álbum, ¿me entiendes?
What are some special surprises we could see on this EP? Anything
that you can mention that you want to share?
That I want to share? Mm-hmm. I don't know, a mí me gusta dejarle como el efecto sorpresa, en verdad.
No me gusta dar
mucho preview, no me gusta hablar mucho para que las cosas se den, como decimos nosotros. Entonces, there's going to be remixes, there's going to be a lot of... the name of the album is Trap and Roses, so it's going to have a concept of like, you know, kind of like the yin yang thing going on, like some trap and some lovey, you know, R&B stuff, and some dancehall too, of course, I'm going to add that in there.
Okay, awesome.
Y tú sabes, para el reggaetón, para la vainita así.
How did Mickey come up in the game? Talk to us about the early years and how that came about, you know, you linking up with Sensato and all that.
Mira, they have asked me this every time. Mm-hmm. In the Dominican Republic, I was going to high school over there, and I was part of the what you call this? El coro. Cantando, ahí fueron mis inicios, cantando las canciones así en la iglesia y cosas así. Then when I got here, I started with a duo, very popular song that we, you know, pusimos en la discoteca, por lo menos aquí localmente puedo decir que una canción que nos abrió muchas puertas. Luego de ahí se me dio la oportunidad de conocer a Sensato en el video del Malo, para los que no lo sabían. Y luego de ahí me tiraron, yo creo que tú seas parte del equipo, tarara, tarara. Seguimos por ahí y estamos aquí.
Fire, activo.
Yeah, okay, estamos, now. You know, dándole, aprendiendo también. Tengo mucho que agradecerle a ese camp de Sensato porque ha sido como una universidad en la música, you feel me?
Of course. And what would you describe your style as for somebody that doesn't really know Mickey? Tú me entiendes, como tú canta.
Mira, yo no di que no por nada, pero a mí me confunde di que con The Weeknd dominicano.
So that's, you know what's funny?
That's cute.
Was I was going to mention The Weeknd. Like, you got that flow, right? Like, it's like a R&B, hip-hop, you sabes.
Exactly. Yo tengo, como te digo, yo aprendí mucho de la música, ¿verdad? Y entendí de que no hay de que competencia, hay niveles y como sus líneas. Yo tengo mi línea, you feel me?
All right.
Por lo menos el movimiento de NYC, lo que sea, yo tengo mi línea. Oh, eso es lo que hace el tal Mickey. Tú y un dancehall en la discoteca, que un R&B, pero que you can still bump it, es el tal Mickey, you know?
Got you. No, dope, man. Let's get into the song. Let's get into the track with Mark B, La Chapeadora y Sensato.
Yeah, Chapeadora was, you know.
That was the one.
Es uno de los temas que marcó mi carrera, en verdad.
And both are part of the family, Mark and Sensato, who we're going to actually have next week. Guys, wanted to announce that, be the first. So you could come back, Mickey.
Oh,
Sensato,
yeah,
we're going to have him
yeah.
next week.
Me llegó esa noticia, sí.
So ya tú sabes, the team is coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Vamos a darle a esa.
Sin City. Yo, esto se llama Chapeadora, DJ Zoom. Es el clásico, tu supiste.
This is the remix.
Se juntaron los duros.
El tal Mickey.
What up, Mark?
What up?
Vamos a decirle. Que lo que.
Let's go.
Amigo mío, tú la conoces. Sí. Ella se arropa cara y viven en los foques. Con nadie se compara, lo saben en su bloque. El oseo para ella es un deporte. Ok, Louis, Gucci, Dolce, Gabbana. Son marcas poco caras, solo se compran con lana. Se vuelven millonarias de la noche a la mañana. Cero sentimiento, ella solo quiere cama. Ay, si te está quitando todo, dedícale el coro de esta canción. Hey. Cuéntale lo que está pasando. Le gusta lo cap, porque su jevo no le compra nada. Oh, qué chapeadora. Oh, son chapeadora. Yeah, yeah. Si tú no tienes cuarto, fácil te quito a tu jefe. Hasta mantengo a tu jefe. Pero no me gustan cualquiera. Tengo una blanquita con pelo largo. Me la llevo pa' Santiago. La invito a un trago. Pero ella dice que quiere champaña. Quiere mojé chando. Yo le hablé de whisky y ron. Que la lleve a la cabaña. Y le compre ropa cara. A ella le gusta lo capo. Porque su jevo no le compra nada.
Monchi de ti, cuando te robaba borracha en el afti, tú me enrolabas la Wii. Pero te gusta mucho el dinero, te gusta janguear con paquetero. Cuando lo ves, ese culo es mío. Estoy en percoseo y te la quiero dar. Dame otra noche, me quedé con ganas de tu cuerpo. Quiero sentir tu movimiento, como reviví ese momento. This week, dame otra noche, me quedé con ganas de tu cuerpo. Quiero sentir tu movimiento, como reviví ese momento. This week.
Baby, I like you so.
Yeah, oye, bebé. Yo traté y traté, te juro, diablita, que yo traté. Me acosté con otra, pero no es lo mismo. Le hice posiciones que tú ya conoces y estoy dispuesto a hacer lo que sea. Bien, te la quiero comer. Hoy te llamo a la hora que sea.
Y yo tengo que no siento lo mismo. Me aferré el alcohol por mi orgullo y tu egoísmo. Me sentí atrapado, cayendo en un abismo. Yo te di buchi buchi, te di botón pan. Y todas las vacaciones en primera clase. No hay otro como yo, baby, I'm moving on. Y que lo malo nunca a ti te pase.
Y si me llama, yo no lo recuerdo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're back.
We're back. That was some tracks from El Tal Mickey.
Yeah, yeah.
That was EP a coming mix. Soon. So, dime, what are some of your inspirations, Mickey? If you could let us know. ¿Quién te motivó para, you know, get into music and artists, maybe family members, lo que sea?
Yo creo, yo vengo como de la misma era, tú sabes, de nosotros, no sé, como del reggaetón, del urbano, pero siempre he sido como creativo y siempre me he destacado en esa área. Y como te dije, empecé cantando en el coro de allá en school y de ahí chin a chin, después grabé, tú sabes, yo grabé en un closet, después yo grabé en un estudio, después fuimos escalando, ¿tú entiendes? Y yo crecí escuchando Arcángel, Arcángel de la Gueto, eso en verdad, esa es como mi generación, Randy. El lápiz, tú sabes, ese, pero mi inspiración en verdad es como, I just like, I feel music, you know, I like to do music, no sé, está involucrado en lo creativo. I'm a graphic designer besides también sure. el arte, como que el arte también. Eso yeah. es lo que.
If there was one
awesome.
Artist.
You said you were going to have a clothing line.
Yes, what? I'm working on a clothing line that's going to my album is going to give like birth to that. It's also going to be merch, but it's also going to be algo que tú te puedas poner cualquier día, tú sabes, que mm-hmm. no tengas que estar dándole que promoción.
Cute and casual.
¿Me entiendes? Exactly.
Cute and casual.
Working on that as we, you know, as we're here working.
That's
also.
That's dope. That is dope.
Are you ligado with como Sebastian Marroquin? Are you guys going to do some collaboration?
We haven't worked on some known collabs yet, but Sebastian always like dressed
yeah,
me. And
he's part of the fam and shit.
He's part of the camp. You know, he styles us.
Yeah. ¿Cómo te digo? An artist that you would love to work with. If you could just name one artist that you haven't worked with yet and you would love to, you know, get in a collab with El Tal Mickey.
Me gustaría grabar como con todo el mundo, en verdad.
But one in particular. Tú dices como Arcángel de la Ghetto.
Sí, Arcángel sería un artista que me gustaría grabar. Like, in the next at least, tú me entiendes, couple years, me gustaría trabajar para poder...
Claro, claro.
¿Tú me entiendes?
He's definitely one of the artists that opens up the gateways for other artists. And
yeah,
I think that
definitely.
He's respected by the other artists porque, like, he sees the future, vamos a decir, ¿verdad?
Yep,
cuando él agarra un artista, es porque le va a poner, you know, adelante. And they're gonna do their
thing. Es un visionario.
Yeah,
se la
sure,
está viendo
sure.
la visión. ¿Tú entiendes? Hay gente que nada más piensa en lo que está aquí adelante, pero tú tienes que ver no far there. Further.
So, you're going to stick with us for the rest of the show?
Mira, no, estamos aquí, trapping chelcha. Esto no es la chelcha, ¿qué estamos?
Estamos en la chelcha, so let's
Oye,
get to the news, bro. Let's
yo
get
quiero
to the
decirle,
news.
Yo quiero decirle un par de vainitas a la
wait,
gente
wait,
que está
I have
escuchando.
I have a couple questions for
oh,
you.
Tú,
oh,
he's going. Deja que la dama se prese.
I have a couple questions for you. So, are you single for the ladies out there?
I am single and married to the music.
Oh, okay.
Oof.
I completely understand that.
Yes. So, lo que quería decirle, todo el que está escuchando esto, que se entren a mi canal de YouTube y se pueden suscribir.
Definitely.
¿Tú me entiendes? Subscribe to my channel, que por ahí van a venir. Tengo un blog, pueden darse cuenta un poquito más personal de lo que es la vida del tal Mickey ahí. Uh-huh. Tengo un par de episodios ready ahí y mi IGTV, todo el tal Mickey junto, M-I-C-K-E-Y, como Mickey Mouse. Y que se chequen mi último video, Ansiedad. El tema se llama Ansiedad. Grabé ese video en Dominican Republic y... Está durísimo el tema también, producido por Drums. Grabé el video ya del nuevo sencillo que te hablé, que se llama 12 AM, dirigido por Omiri en la cámara.
Yeah.
Ya ustedes saben, esperen esa grasa, featuring Little 100, Little 100. Trapa el amiguito mío ahí.
Fire.
Que
Fire.
Está trabajando. So, yeah.
¿Cuántos años tú tienes?
Cada que lo
27, all right.
No podemos evitarlo. La gana que tenemos, ya no podemos ocultarlo. Ella me dice que no, que no, que no, que se queda y no se va. Que si no le echo yo más de tres, no, no, no se le quita la ansiedad. Ella me dice que no, que no, que no, que se queda y no se va. Yo más de tres, no, no, no se le quita la ansiedad. Conmigo se queda, cuando el marido no vuelve más. Le dejo la pierna que tiembla porque su bobo lo que hace pelear. Cada vez que la tengo en cuatro, ella quiere que más de tres le eche. Que no le trate mucho, pa' que el jebo de ella no sospeche. Llama a tu amiga y dile que en la suite tenemos un party. Y yo traje la perco y que... Tú tienes la mari, el jeo tuyo tira la toalla en el primer round. Cuando tú chingas conmigo, baby, ella me dice que no, que no, que no, que se queda y no se va. Que si le echo yo más de tres, no, no, no se le quita la ansiedad. Ella me dice que no, que no, que no, que se queda y no se va. Yo más de tres, no, no, no se le quita la ansiedad.
Me gusta, me encanta esa vaina.
Yeah.
Fire.
Esa era la parte trap, más bueno, ¿me entiendes?
Nah, very versatile, so we like you. Versatile artist. Sí, so, en la vida real esta semana, a lot has been going on, a lot of things we gotta get into. First of all, there's rumors. Do you keep in touch with what's going on with the other artists and the rumors?
With the chisme.
Mucha chisme por ahí. We talk a lot of chisme.
Tú sabes
aquí.
Que todo el mundo, yo estoy en Instagram también, tú sabes. Por eso. Todo el mundo está viendo todo lo de todo el mundo, tú sabes.
Por eso. So I know that interesado that this nigga Lil Fizz está con la baby mama de Omarion. And if you didn't know, they were both in B2K junto. Ahora la tipa.
Oh, my God.
Went with the other guy from B2K, Lil Fizz.
Went to the back.
Tú me entiendes? Now, want to ask your opinion. Want to ask your opinion, Mickey. Would you date somebody's baby mom that was from your camp?
Your homie's like, baby mama. You?
Oh, nah, hell no.
That's crazy.
That's like guy code. Come on, bro.
Yeah, se pasó.
There's like 7 females, 10 females for each guy.
Why that one?
You feel
10
me?
Females for each guy.
I think she did the Beso Negro, personally. And if you didn't know, if he wasn't a fan of this show, we talk about the Beso Negro a lot and how it changes a lot of lives. And that's what.
Nah.
Y hay chile de tigre que después que le hacen el Beso Negro.
Beso Negro.
Y después que le hacen eso, se cambia la vida por siempre.
Se afician.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what happened there. Jodeci, what do you think? You would date the homies? The baby mom, you would be the baby mom. Would you date the homie?
Would I date the homie? No.
Like your baby daddy's homie?
No.
I honestly think it's just to get back at
him. You get flow revenge.
Yeah, I think it's just to get
That's
back at
super
him.
Wild.
Zoom, you've done that.
El que es peor ahí. I didn't even hear what you said.
I said Zoom's done that. Zoom's about that line. No, so no, you wouldn't mess with it? Do you think that she's a desgraciado for doing it? Or is he a desgraciado?
Look, to each his own, but I definitely wouldn't do it. I mean, me matan. Oh.
Yeah.
But I like how Marion is does not comment on it, posted anything on social media. Everyone has comments on it.
Yeah,
but him.
McMill le dijo que se pasó. McMill le dijo, yo, okay, te pasaste.
McMill le dijo, tú te pasaste.
Yeah.
Right? Pero lo que me dio risa es, she was like, oh, but she was in my DMs. How is that the show?
Oh, I didn't see that much.
Yo! That's exactly, and I was just like, dang.
Pero la vaina está hot.
Todos estos tigres están locos. Pues sí, we're going to segue into the whole fact that I was telling Joe, in case you know, I don't know if you know this, but J Balvin is currently suffering from depression, dicen.
Topa el videito, sí, que la subió como.
El tigre está sufriendo. Y uno dice, y uno nunca sabe, because you don't know anybody's life, you know what they're going through. We just see what image that's portrayed.
We just see what they allow.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on. We're going to break into different segments because there's a lot going on with this whole thing. Do you think that somebody rich and all that and really has the capability of being to get depressed? Like, is it a mental health issue? ¿Qué es lo que está pasando?
Pero claro, my brother, porque que el dinero, tú me entiendes, el dinero puede llenarte ciertas cosas materiales en tu mente like your health, you feel me? Tú no puedes arreglar eso de que con dinero.
Eso sí,
tú tal vez tienes más oportunidad por tener más, pero cuando te da, you feel me, tú lo que se te puede hacer más fácil de encontrar una solución de algo, pero he's human, you know,
he's human
al final.
So that was segues in the whole thing that they're trying to take now the likes off of Instagram. So you wouldn't be able to see mine, and I wouldn't be able to see yours. It's already been for a while in Canada. They've been trying it, and it's going well.
And how is that going to work? Like,
so you're going to see your likes, but the next person not going to see how many likes you get.
Oh.
How do you feel about this? You guys, because I'm 35, right? I don't really give so much importance to social media as I feel that the younger generations do. On top of that, I'm a father of a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So I want to live in a world que no está tan involucrado en eso, porque lo que está pasando es que ya... For me, it becomes a situation where everything is the computer, the tablet, yo estoy tratando de quitarle, right? But what do you do when everybody that you're around está en lo mismo? So do you think it's something where it's like you're taking away people's free will, or a cierta cosa hay que tener arreglos, vamos a decir, en ciertas ocasiones?
Con eso de Instagram, yo creo que esa gente lo están haciendo por una causa, tú sabes, porque es que de verdad ha visto mucho... Deterioro social.
Okay.
Como, tú sabes, la gente se deja llevar mucho por los likes y la vaina, pero I don't know, yo creo que después de eso va a haber otra vaina que
that's
todo el mundo le va a dar para allá.
Part of the mental health shit.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's one of the things.
So
I agree on that.
Like, existe mucho el bullying por ahí te acaban.
Y la vaina, when I have conversations with people and they're like, I'm getting anxiety because Cause you're getting anxiety because of your phone. Yeah, yo, what? Entonces apaga esa mierda. Si te está dando ansiedad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get how you're allowing something that a phone to affect your life so much, but that's where we at, right? So
yeah,
it comes
bro,
a
mate,
point.
There's some people that live off of that.
No, I understand.
Exactly.
I also feel like Instagram, for instance, there's people making thousands of dollars.
Money, but I feel like you're still going to be able to make money.
Haciendo bulto.
Yeah, if you don't realize, exactly.
Because there's other things that you can see besides the likes.
The likes. The reach, yeah.
See the reach and all that. And that's what the people that are really like trying to pay you for, that's what they
yeah.
They don't look like, oh, he got a million likes.
Like, all right, but
there's some people that be like, okay, you get this amount of likes. I want to contract you to promote my clothing line so that...
So it's going to mess up their business.
I feel like it's definitely taking money out of some people's pockets.
It's not going to take out money because at the end of the day, it's going to happen for everybody. So
I think it's going to readjust.
I think the way that people could win off of that is because of the followers they have. Like, okay, now it's not about the likes. Now it's about the followers.
Yeah, and that could be proven. You could see a number is a number. You got a million followers. That means your reach. Yeah. When you do marketing, because I work for a liquor company. When you do marketing, it's the potential, right? So if I'm an influencer that has a million followers, I have the potential for a million people to see the product.
Exactly.
Al final, it's not so much that I had a million likes, except what it is that I have a million followers, so potentially a million people. And if just two people out of the million, you know what I'm saying?
I heard it's an experiment, though. It's not like...
So it already passed in Canada.
So it's a social experiment.
Yeah, but they might see the chaos that shit causes.
No, this is the thing. This is how deep shit goes. And like I was having this conversation earlier, it's like the pharmaceuticals with the drugs. They develop drugs that they know in 10 years are gonna mess us up. By then they made $1 billion and they'll just come out with a new drug. So the reason that they put it in Canada first was to see if it was gonna do a desarreglo para allá.
Pero
if they're good and they're okay with it, all right, now we're going to America. They wouldn't go to America first to test something because this is the biggest market now, right? Yeah. So they like, let's try with the Canadians first. Okay, they didn't go crazy. Let's go to America. But at the end of the day,
I feel like Canada is so heavy on them. Probably as is.
Por eso, they're going to do it in niveles. They're going to say, if Canada hasn't gone crazy, then we could try in America.
Yo sé que si, if they do that here and there's DK, a new app coming out that subs like and shit, Instagram is going to come right with the lights. Right.
Oh, of course, it's all
not
business.
Not trying to get beat by nobody. It's trying to take everything.
It's
from
all
Facebook,
business.
From everything.
But Snapchat, everything.
But I feel. I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you guys feel that it's good for them to put control on things?
Mickey, do you feel if it's good for you?
Does it affect anything in the life of Mickey?
I don't think that it will. I don't know.
It just affects the people. Like, it varies by whoever is on that level of retardedness, thinking that everything is about
so mucho.
No, es verdad. Es verdad lo que dicen, porque dice, ese no coge el aire, ese tigre no está de nada, una vaina así.
And I'm going to tell you that there's a problem that's kind of generational, that is what y'all see on Instagram and the real person, and that's what's causing the depression, that what you get in person ain't the person from Instagram, and they battling themselves because they trying to be something they ain't. And that they think that you want them to be like, eso tú poniendo canciones a dos manos, that you're not really, let's say you don't want to be a trap artist, but that's what the industry wants.
Yeah,
Let me make a whole trap album. So, but that's not what Mickey's passion is.
Exactly.
So al final, it's like, you have to portray this image of something you really ain't. Y eso lo que causa, like, son la causa de a lot of that depression, a lot of that anxiety, that is wearing a mask all day, right?
But even if you don't have the lights, that's still going to be a problem, what you're saying.
I know that. So my whole point is, at some point, they have to regulate the social media because you got kids growing up right now that are giving it too much power, and they have more ambition in that whole image than actually getting money out here, than actually making money. They're more concerned with how many likes I have versus how much money I made to pay a pic. Porque hay mucha gente que no están en nada, my nigga. You see a million followers y no están en nada. So you gotta live in reality y buscar ese cuarto porque we're not gonna live on you taking pictures of your ass all day long.
That's true.
Así que tamo.
I mean, it's different in a guy and a girl.
Either or, but it's usually the women that get paid for this, right?
Yeah, not, but the girls don't only get paid for promotion. They get paid for that ass.
100%. And there's girls that get a million likes on their ass and don't get no money. They're in a dirty-ass cuarto in their mom's
house. That is
no,
so true. Yeah.
They are in a dirty-ass cuarto, but they do get money.
There's a lot of them that do not get nothing.
Like a lot of followers.
Eso es otra vaina.
Money is money.
around the sueldo and making a carrera out of it.
Out of it.
I feel like an Instagrammer is not a carrera.
Again, you guys are talking about a small percentage when there's a lot of women right now in Atlanta. Una pata para arriba y nadie.
Pero la que están haciendo todo eso se buscan su cuarto haciendo lo que yo estoy diciendo.
Okay, pero eso no es una, ¿cómo te digo? Eso no es una carrera.
What do they do with their money? They buy a Chanel bag or they buy a Louis bag. That's the first thing they do.
Eso es lo que
they
don't invest hacer.
The point is, investing the in the present. You're investing in the present. Uno va para escuela, not because they want to be a doctor and all that. They're investing in their future. Those girls worried about the moment. There's niggas that was on 3 years ago that ain't on no more and ain't getting no more. You understand what I'm saying? It's something that's temporary. And you and again, you're living an image that ain't really you. I know a lot of people that ain't what they are, bro. At what point does that cat get out the bag and now you really start seeing what they're all, but tigre no tan na, tigre de, you know what? That's when his money slows up. That's when the girl's money slows up. You understand what I'm saying? There's always going to be a bad chick. For every bad chick that comes out tomorrow, is another bad chick sewing her ass.
Yeah.
But al final, you can't oversaturate the market and everyone ain't going to get paid for that. And those girls stop going to school for the reasons you're talking about. And we're gonna have a generation two and three generations down the road. These are the people that are gonna have kids. What happens when they have kids?
Besides that Instagram stuff, now I feel like people are really promoting. Like, you don't need school. Now you can do this.
But that's all
now
part of the that's all part of the social media pain, niggas, bro.
También, yeah. Pero there's other things that people be like, yo, you don't gotta. Now they're just saying you don't gotta go to school to do whatever you like besides social media. It's just like they're promoting that now, like, yo, fuck
again, that all came from being access to the phone. Me being able to do a video right here live.
We're the millennials.
The millennials.
Al final también, bro, that has helped a lot, too. There's a lot of people that were broken, now they're rich.
Technology is always good.
So it's 50-50, porque hay gente que tú puedes hacer una canción y te pueden ver en Japón, y cuando no había eso.
I agree with you.
Only the people that are here are going to see this.
I agree with you.
Yep.
But you know what also felt like at that time, that thing? That you had to be nice. It couldn't be off the bulto. You have artists right now that getting paid just to make stupid videos and not real artists,
bro. You had to be nice, but then be able to get on TV or something for people to see you.
Yo he visto tigres, yo he visto tigres con pila de followers y no lo conoce nadie. Y no tiene reproducciones ni vaina, es lo que te digo. Como que artistas que tienen hasta menos tiempo que uno. Tú te estás mintiendo tú mismo porque tú no tienes un control de, tú me entiendes, de tu cómo tú estás conectando con la gente.
I mean, that's they're lying their mind.
But that's the
problem. I've seen the comments, bro, of some artists, and it's like 53 of one same person, 20 other comments of another person, the same one. I'm like, yo, does this person have all these accounts and just goes in?
No, no, like tan lejos. There's dudes that can blow up tomorrow. They decide, I want to be a rapper today. 2 weeks from now, they got a SoundCloud, whatever. They blow up. They've never been on stage. They got no development. They don't know nothing. Now you put them in a situation where they're getting money, but they don't know their crap. This nigga, I'm sure, has been in pila de tarima. And each time you get better and better and better. But now you got a situation where I can make a dumb video on Instagram, go viral, and I'm going to call myself a rapper off of that bullshit.
But there's people that have made it like that. Like you seen that girl, like a Bad Baby.
Yeah,
she got famous off of saying like bad words to her mom on TV.
Yeah, no, with Dr. Phil.
She was on Dr. Phil.
I like her. Rapper.
And that, she got like Catch Me Outside
chick.
She's like rich, and that's because of that.
Okay.
Social media.
And she's been rapping. She's good, I guess, because
she's all right. Fans. But let's say like a nigga like Lil Pump. If he didn't do stupid videos, would he still be on? If Tekashi wasn't so flagrant and stupid, and now will he still be on? If he didn't know all that bulto on Instagram?
It wouldn't, but that's a new generation. You can't.
Yeah.
So again.
But Lil Pump is really smart, let me tell you.
Yeah?
Smart?
Why? Because you put him on with El Alfa? Let's hear that song.
No, not because of that, because you got to know the backstory, you know? El chamaquito en verdad no es loco. Él es el dueño de todo su master. No como mucha gente que.
Oh, yeah.
¿Me entiendes? Él no es loco en el negocio de la música. No se dedica a lo personal. O lo que, como él actúe, o eso mismo que tú dices, que él se pone la careta de hacer estupideces, o whatever. Pero, después tú,
on the business end of it.
No, el chamaquito sabe lo que está haciendo.
Yeah.
Is that to really cause, like, the hey, you gotta do something, bro. You don't gotta be the stupidest person, but you gotta do something to llamar la atención, because people just wanna see, like, bad things.
To go viral.
To go
but
viral.
Look at what you just said. Like, look at what just came out of your mouth. Niggas gotta do bad things.
Not bad, but like stupid shit. Not like, look at look at my example.
Un degeneración.
I didn't do no super shit. I put up the picture of my car when it got crashed. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten so much likes or comments in my life.
So yo,
and that's like,
I could even go deeper than that. Are they liking it because
fuck that
nigga Zoom? He got hit in a car accident. Like, I didn't know what to do with that picture, Zoom. I'm gonna be honest with you. Am I supposed to like a picture of your car crash? I'm gonna hit you up. Yeah. Are you okay? Tu estás bien? I hate to get that. Glad you got in a car crash.
Everybody was commenting oh my god, I hope you're good. I'm like, yeah, I know you don't really give a fuck, but yeah. Like, you know, it's just there, but
social
it's like
media.
That gets more attention than any video I put up that I'm really doing.
Of course. Like, if I put a picture with a bad chick next to me, con la nalga fuera, 1,000,000 likes. When it's me and my son, 10 likes.
Ya lo sabes.
So that's my point. At what point do we not see that with mi generación, my nigga?
El morbo es que se ha apoderado como de lo... Yeah. De entretenimiento.
Y la vaina es que we know it's a joke, right? We know it's a gimmick. Pero el chamaquito que se está creciendo ahora,
true.
Él no sabe eso. Él cree que eso es la vida real.
Eso es como tiene que ser.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get you.
You understand why I'm asking? We can move on.
All right, so speaking about bad things, the Champagne Papi was recently booed.
Did you see that? You saw
it? I heard about that, bro. You know, I'm like his fan, you know? Okay. Niggas, he's the GOAT.
Jodeci.
Can you believe that? Like...
Is that everybody?
They were,
but you
they
know, you know what
expecting
happened.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah, out of all people.
You know what happened now, though? He just signed, I think, a 10-year residency at the same festival.
Diablo, eso sí te, eso sí tener, like, how can I put it? He's so de pinga. He's like, you wanna boo me? Now I'm gonna see me every year.
For 10 years, I think he got for 10 years.
The thing is, I don't think they booed him just while he was singing. They booed him after he said, like, I don't want to hear me singing. Like,
he was like 9 songs in, something like that. And then la gente tu sabes.
He asked that question, like, y'all don't want to hear me no more? Like, Nick,
I'm here for y'all.
Because they was booing him. That's what he asked. Yo, I'm here for y'all.
He probably sang too many songs and they was waiting for this other guy.
So let's break.
Like, they waiting for you. And then.
Because he was a surprise.
I'm over here singing my songs.
Nobody knew he was going to be there. That's why la gente estaba esperando Frank Ocean. Después viene Drake, canta para las canciones.
So let me ask, you think people are kind of alto of Drake? Is that what that means?
Yo creo que fue un par de demagogos ahí que empezaron el coro. Y
and
después,
they just said, fuck it, let's all keep it
sí,
up.
Sí, porque que, ¿por qué tú vas boo a like one of the greatest right now in la música, in the music industry, for like, oh shit, I didn't even know Drake was going to be
this,
here.
Though? This was here?
No, eso fue Los Angeles. And
Tyler, the creator, brought him out.
Yeah.
And...
Tú me entiendes, uno de más, uno palomo ahí, o par de, tú sabes, gente. Because dime...
I'm only posing the question porque yo te tira poco. I've always said I think the reason Drake don't get his flowers and his props is because I truly feel like at the end of the day hip hop is street music and we know he's not a street nigga and that always affect especially like my generation like we could like you but this nigga kind of soft, he kind of funny, he be dating his man's girl. Yeah. He's one of the he does things that is not conducive of a street nigga.
Exactly.
And we associate street music with street niggas.
I hear you.
So with that said, it's like, that's why we're not always bigging him up and all that. Like, he be out there a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Pero hay que estar la cosa, hay que estar la cosa del fanático. ¿A ti te gusta lo que él está haciendo de que como persona o a ti te gusta lo musical, el arte que él te está entregando en the business wave?
No, for sure.
Como él se mueve. Mira lo que le acaba de dar al media, yo just signed a 10-year residency.
Nah, yeah, he's the pinga.
You're gonna see me every year.
He's the pinga.
It's crazy.
Pues sí, moving on to the album of the week, Davies put out Survival. Are you a Davies fan?
No, I heard a couple songs, you know, nice Dominican representative.
Yes,
I know about him. I got a couple songs on my phone, but yeah.
Let's play a song off the latest album, which I think is a very good piece of work. If you're a 90s hip hop fan, that's the flow.
He's nice.
But you know, he is Dominican, so we gotta from the hood.
Yep. 100%.
DA Zoom.
Hey cuz, Nicky is disrespectful, not be tolerating the dirt, nigga. That's how you end up on the shirt, cuz. That's on 39th Street, nigga. Stay away from rats. Fucking nigga mean, cuz dirt gang.
Before you shoot him, look him in his eyes. Introduce him to God. They ain't got shit to do with mine. Shit get real nasty, gotta move your mom. It was evil, become a body or go and do some time. I knew a couple niggas, all they knew was crime. Trying to disrespect the status where we drew the line. Get killed, asking what time it was when you knew the time. If Chet found a gun in the crib, he already knew it's mine. God, the president don't give a fuck about the country. Them child support payments been fucking up your month. Dang. It was hard to think in class knowing you was hungry. Them bitches said that you was trash just cause you was bummy. Chip on my shoulder, I felt the way about it. Ops caught me dolo, thought they had me, found my way about it. In the field, gotta walk through the streets, ain't no way around it. His mama lost her mind, she couldn't believe the way they found him. All through the ghetto, we were terrorized. His closest nigga died, he ain't letting it slide. He prayed to God, but he been looking through the devil eyes. He got his mask on so nobody could recognize. Nobody. I could paint a picture like I'm Basquiat. Every other day, another body drop. Ain't nowhere to run if they surround the block. We up with the sun, trap around the clock.
How to get out? Get out. All the niggas that got on before him taught him how to get out.
Get out.
Specialize in scoring, crack your crit now. Riding around in the forums, having a L lounge.
Gotta make sure that you're covered up like a blanket, or you can get covered up with a blanket.
Can't be no fruitcake, you can't be no edible arrangement.
Right.
Coming up out of the region where we at. Gotta be a lion, not a cat. They don't wanna listen, don't wanna learn. Their parents on YOLO, they not concerned. The cha-cha, the cola, money I earned. The bacon, the soda, I flipped in town. They might not thought I paid attention, but I was listening. My master bedroom bigger than the house I grew up in. Me, my brothers, my cousins, and my siblings. I don't trust nobody, I ain't got no friends.
All through the ghetto, we were terrorized. His closest nigga died, he ain't letting it slide. He prayed to God, but he been looking through the devil eyes. He got his mask on so nobody could recognize. I could paint a picture like I'm Basquiat. Every other day, another body drop. Ain't nowhere to run if they survive the block. We up with the sun, trap around the clock.
FaceTime a snake, he just go to Drake. You ever strip the nigga naked off a naked lady? Several cases on the gravel where they tackle dude. Who can Uber for the shooters, that's a bag. Ask his mama why he left. Them niggas had to move. We hopping out half a moon's on a half a broom. Passes ain't permitted, ain't no passing through. Unless you niggas shine, cop a Pacquiao or two. Run a demonstration for initiation. Suck a quarter for the litigated situation. Niggas sure bet your mamas know no limitation. When we was in the stealing forums, you was stealing bases. You niggas was ditching class, we was ditching ages. Big brother, big brother.
All right, well, we almost out of here. But before we go and leave El Tal Mickey, are you a fan of Power?
Tú, te voy a ser sincero. Yo no me he tomado el tiempo de que de verlo entero. So, I'm not
well,
a fan of Power.
Well, I'm going to tell you like
but
this.
But I'm going to watch it. You know,
we give spoilers. We discuss the show. And the show's going on a little break because they shot the main dude, Ghost.
We don't know who
shot him.
But like in real life?
In the show, they shot him.
Oh.
They shot him. They shot my bad, but we don't know who it is. It could be par de gente porque él estaba ya un desgraciado. I'm going to do me and nobody's getting in my way. That's what he told everybody. So el puso par de gente, you know, all we see is dudes clocking their pistols.
Se le viran par de gente.
Yes, se viró mal. And we see dudes clocking their pistols, and we see him falling. They got him in the chat. We don't know who it is. Yo, Jody, who do you think shot Ghost, B?
Trey Songz.
Trey Songz is out of the show.
I know he's not, but everybody was talking mad shit about his
I think it was his wife, B, porque ese tipo ya...
I honestly don't know, and that shit irks me.
Well, tune into January, but I don't think he's really even dead, bro. I don't think he got shot.
Dead. I think he's probably in a coma.
Yeah, una vaina así.
He's probably in this... telenovela coma for like a year.
Because the show got 3 more episodes, but we see it in January. But anyways, we want to thank El Tal Mickey for coming through again. Thank you.
Episode 5, Trap and Chelcha. Yo, one more time, quiero darte la gracias, Frankelito. Gracias a todo el staff de Trap and Chelcha. Soy de ustedes. Cualquier tiempo que ustedes me necesiten otra vez, yo dale para acá, tenemos una entrevista. Cualquier involucre, yo, hay un hosting, yo, cualquier vaina. Señores, El Tal Mickey Bookings at gmail.com. ¿Qué más te puedo decir? Síganme en las redes sociales, así, El Tal Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, como Mickey Mouse, todo junto. Estoy en todas las plataformas digitales. Digital platforms, SoundCloud, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music. Manténgase y suscríbase a mi canal. Thank you. I am LMP. You already know.
Make sure to see his vlogs, guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to see that. When you drop the EP, you got to come back.
I'm going to come back, yes. And I'm going to invite you guys to my release party.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to do like type of, you know, nice vibe.
Fire. Yeah. Yo, suerte, mi man.
Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Estamos aquí a la sola.
Trapper Chair Chat, episode 5, we out.